Spring has sprung, and big savings are in full bloom at Menards. Visit Menards Garden Center for everything you need to get your garden growing. Choose from hundreds of beautiful, colorful flowers, lush trees and shrubs, and everything in between. Menards Garden Center is back in bloom. Stop in today to get your garden on. Check out fresh deals happening now at Menards.
Save big money at Menards.
It's a Football Friday with the Boss.
And the Gloss.
On the Sports Map Radio Network.
Presented by Blue Emu and Rocket Mortgage.
From the O'Reilly Auto Parts Studios, here's David Gow.
And Carla Dawson.
A weak battery could leave you stranded, so don't take a chance. O'Reilly Auto Parts will test your battery free of charge. If your battery needs to be replaced, their professional parts people can help you find the exact battery that fits your car or truck at a guaranteed low price. Make sure your vehicle is prepared for the weather ahead by getting your battery tested for free at O'Reilly Auto Parts. O'Reilly Auto parts, better prices every day. All right, joining us now is a real friend of the show. One of our favorites is Howard Balzer. He is a publisher of the All Cardinals Sports Illustrated site. He's a Hall of Fame selector. It is great to have you back. You're on the Progressive Insurance Guest Line because drivers who save with Progressive save over $750 on average. Howard, welcome onto the show. You're back on with David and Carla.
Hey, great to be with you all again. Always enjoy it. How you doing?
We are doing great and so glad to have you back. And this is a week when suddenly the Cardinals are the center of the universe.
About it.
Congratulations. You got J.J. Watt. And you got him from our hometown.
And you got him for nothing.
For no draft capital. Well done.
Yeah, well, sorry about the Houston angle. but of course, J.J. was the one who wanted a new change and a new direction, which, of course, Deshaun Watson wants also, and we're waiting to see what will eventually happen with that. But he went out in the open market and had a lot of suitors, but certainly, I think it's fair to say, took many by surprise when he chose to have Arizona and the Cardinals be his landing spot. And it was pretty stunning Monday morning when everyone got the news and tried to process. And a lot of people saying, man, A, how'd the Cardinals pull that off? And why did J.J. do that?
Well, let's look at this Cardinals team with J.J. Watt. I mean, how good can this defense become? Size up the defense for us, because we've all seen the offense and all the sizzle that Kyler Murray brings. But what about on the defensive side? Chandler Jones is there. Walk us through how that team looks now.
Yeah, I think that they have a lot of they've built a pretty very good foundation over the last couple of years with Vance Joseph mm-hmm. as the defensive coordinator. But there's still a lot of work to be done. And in fact, I put a story on the site this morning about all this talk now that the Cardinals are a contender. And of course, how do you define contender? I mean, heck, they contended for a playoff spot last year. But as I noted, it's not as if once the season ended, as it did disappointingly for the Cardinals. I didn't hear anyone say, man, this team's one player away from being a Super Bowl contender. But J.J. Watt obviously upgrades a lot of areas on the defense with the defensive line and playing the run, being able to rush the passer, setting stage up for what's behind them. But behind them is where there are still questions. And with players, are they going to re-sign in free agency? Hassan Reddick, who stepped up tremendously last year with Chandler Jones out because of an injury. He's scheduled to be an unrestricted free agent. Patrick Peterson has spent a lot of years in the desert at cornerback. He's scheduled to be an unrestricted free agent. And the Cardinals need cornerback depth even if Patrick Peterson returns. If he doesn't, then there's even more need there. So there's no question that J.J. improves the Cardinals' defense, but overall, defensively and offensively, there's still a lot of work to be done for this team, and a lot of it because of a lot of the players that are headed for free agency unless they can get them re-signed.
Well, Howard, it looks like there's a little bit of Texans West out there in Arizona. I think DeAndre Hopkins really wanted J.J. there and was very vocal since DeAndre landed in Arizona of getting J.J. to come with him. And he also reunites with Vance Joseph, who is his coach here in Houston for the first 3 years of his career. And it looks like, you know, he's going to be able to be in his customary left end spot in Joseph's 3-4 scheme. How much influence did that have reuniting with both Joseph and DeAndre Hopkins on Watt's decision?
Yeah, I think that was definitely a contributing part to it. And I think there were, Carla, a lot of pieces that fell together on this. And I think a big thing is the full court press that the Cardinals put on. They treated it as if it was college recruiting, where an excellent player was being recruited by a lot of places, and they were trying to put their best foot forward with the GM, Steve Keim, and the owner, Michael Bidwell. Heck, you know what? They even had Frank Caliendo, believe it or not, who lives near the Cardinals facility, and Blake Shelton, the country western star, who's a Cardinals fan for some reason. They even had them reach out to J.J. Watt. So, like I said, they put a full court press on him, but there's no doubt that the Houston connection helped. But I think that J.J. Watt certainly wanted to see a lot of other things. And then another key point, which he said in an introductory press conference earlier this week, he said, obviously he wants to have a chance to win. And a lot of people are saying, well, if you've gone to Green Bay, if you've gone to Pittsburgh, if you've gone to Buffalo, if you've gone to Tennessee, these are teams that have been in the playoffs, much better chance of winning big. But I think he sees a challenge of helping this team take the next step. But the other thing he said was, hey, if you're going to win and you're going to compete in this league, you have to have a quarterback. And the Cardinals have that. And he said, I have all the respect in the world for Kyler Murray. And in fact, he texted Kyler after signing to say how much he's going to enjoy coming to Arizona. So I think all of those factors combined together to lead him to the decision that he finally made.
Okay, Howard, I've got one for you. Please don't hang up on me. This is a crazy thought, but I'm going to put it out there.
Oh boy, look out!
I know.
Buckle
watch
up,
out.
Howard.
I didn't even have caffeine this morning, and I'm already like this. So obviously, you've got your franchise quarterback in Kyler Murray. And he has performed beautifully. I will say, sitting here in Texas, that, and I am a Deshaun Watson apologist, I love this guy, and I loved him in college, I loved him in high school, and I love following his career. Kyler Murray is 5'10". Deshaun Watson is proven and is 6'2". And boy, he and DeAndre are quite a pair, and JJ loves him. What about a straight-up trade, Deshaun for Kyler Murray?
Carla?
Please don't hang up on me.
Not only will I not hang up on you, I will not tell you you're crazy because I wrote exactly that on the website.
Oh, this week.
There are two of you
out
there.
It's a good day for me.
Yes.
Friday.
That day, I was sitting there. I said, hey, you know what? Now, and like you said, and I made clear that this was not obviously
it's not a diss
an
on
indictment.
Murray.
Yeah. It's not a diss on Kyler Murray. But Steve Keim, the general manager, said it yesterday when he was asked about it. He says, hey, we're always going to look to try to make our team better. And I don't think there's any doubt. Now, granted, the ceiling on Kyler Murray should be tremendous. Mm-hmm. But Deshaun Watson is pretty darn close to have reached his ceiling. He can get better, but he's unbelievably good right now. And one thing you didn't mention, Carla, is he's already under contract
right at
a reasonable number for the next 5 seasons. And the Cardinals don't have to deal with the signing bonus money that was in it because the Texans have been they paid that, and that's going against their cap. And so I said, hey, it's up. I didn't predict it would happen, but I said the Cardinals should pursue this. Could they make it happen? I pointed out exactly what you did about the size. Kyler Murray was affected in a few games last year by injuries that occurred. And so, yeah, I think that would be something that the Cardinals should pursue. They might not be able to pull it off. I don't know if they actually talk to the Texans, if the Texans would say, well, you need to give us a lot more than Kyler Murray. But the other point I made, Carl and David, is that the Texans obviously have a credibility problem in Houston.
Yeah.
And Kyler Murray might be the one guy that at least the fan base would say, oh, okay.
He played
all his football before the NFL in the state, and he's an exciting player, and that could potentially at least excite the fans more than perhaps somebody else. So like I said, I think it's something the Cardinals should pursue. I don't know that they will. They would certainly not admit it if they were asked, but I think that would be it would make the Cardinals better, even though they still should be pretty good with Kyler Murray.
Yeah, and it's sort of intriguing because the Cardinals have already made a quick switch. I mean, they had 1 year of Rosen, and then they went to Murray. And yes, it's fun to speculate, isn't it? But
yes.
I think that the fair trade would be Kyler Murray plus some draft capital in return for Deshaun Watson. And
probably.
I guess, yeah. So I'm negotiating for Houston. Now you can negotiate for the Cardinals as we sit in our respective places.
And I'm changing my hashtag, think like Howard.
Well, you know, it's scary to me that you two have aligned on this point. This
is it should be scary for Howard, honestly.
A dangerous alliance has been formed between Carla and Howard.
Well, I thought that there was perhaps when she was saying this and I was listening and I'm kind of smiling to myself, I'm thinking there must be a psychic connection because using the whole crazy thing, I wrote that. I said, call me crazy, but I've been called a lot worse. So, and then I laid out my reasoning why this would make sense.
All right, we are talking to Howard Balzer, and you can hear him on weekends. He's a co-host with Jeff Biggs on a show that airs on the Sports Map Radio Network from 1 to 3 Eastern. Let's shift gears to, well, we've been trying to get to the Dallas Cowboys and Dak Prescott. Most of the show we haven't quite got there yet, so we're going to ask you, Howard, do you think they can get a deal done, a long-term deal, or is Dak going to play on the franchise tag this year?
I think they're going to get a deal done. Because I think the Cowboys are certainly tremendously motivated, more so this year than last year, to do that. Certainly because of the issues with the salary cap that all teams are facing. And so if you get a long-term deal done, however many years it is, and that was the whole thing keeping it from happening last year. It wasn't the money. It was the number of years where one side wanted 4 years, one side wanted five. Well, if that's all the difference, you should be able to breach whatever differences there are. So I think that they should and they will get it done. And by doing that, I mean, if they franchise him, he counts $37 million against the Cowboys cap. You reach a long-term deal, and there's signing bonus money in there, and you prorate that over the term of the deal. And for this year, he doesn't have as high a base salary because you've given him the signing bonus, and then you put some other roster bonuses or bonuses in future years, which will kick in, which would be part of the guaranteed money, and then you reduce that salary cap from $37 million down to who knows, maybe in the 20s, and that's big. When you're dealing with a cap that not only, this is a key point for everyone to realize, that not only is going down about $18 million, and it might be a little less, but it's going to be around $18 million, maybe 16, less than last year. But that's not really the key number. The key number is more closer to $28 to $30 million because that's where that's how much the cap has gone down from where it would have been this year had last year not happened with the pandemic and the lack of fans and the reduction in revenue. So teams have to deal with that. And so you have to find ways to save money against the cap in any way possible. And obviously one of the biggest ways to do that is when you have a premium player like a quarterback. So I think they'll get it done. They haven't only till next week, March 9th, is the deadline for extending franchise tags. So it could be, if they think they're close and they haven't finalized it yet, they could put the tag on him at that point because there's still another 8 days before free agency begins and the money starts counting against 2021. But I think they're going to get it done. And I think a lot of it, like I said, is because the Cowboys are motivated to figure out a way to make this happen.
Well, and by all accounts, the Cowboys have said they want him long term. And Dak Prescott has said he wants to be a Cowboy for life. So you would think rational minds would agree, and this would be the window to do it.
No question. Yeah, no question about it. And it's a tough environment for all these teams, and figuring out what you're going to do with your players that you're trying to keep. Those players figuring out if the team you're on offers you a little bit less than maybe you think you could get in a normal free agent market.
Yep.
But now you're saying, well, I don't know, what is that market going to be? There's going to be guys who go out in the market and make money, but it's not going to be as many, I don't think, as there has been in the past. And so a player never knows. And if there's more players on the market because of unrestricted free agency, because of players being released, which we're going to see more of in the next couple of weeks, then it's a real unknown for players. And so in a lot of cases, we might see guys, especially if they like the situation they're in and they like the team, that they just might, quote, work with the team because it's known what's being offered there. You still don't know if you're out in that market.
Yeah, the market will be depressed with a tighter cap, to be sure. Howard, thank you so much for joining us. Really appreciate it. We always love having you on. And again, to all our listeners, you can hear Howard with Jeff Biggs on a show on the weekends. It is, on Sunday with Jeff Biggs, 1 to 3 Eastern. You can here. Jeff Biggs and Howard Balzer. Howard, thanks so much for joining us.
My pleasure, David and Carla. Take care. Have a good day.
Take care.
Spring is sprung, and big savings are in full bloom at Menards. Visit Menards Garden Center for everything you need to get your garden growing. Choose from hundreds of beautiful, colorful flowers, lush trees and shrubs, and everything in between. Menards Garden Center is back in bloom. Stop in today to get your garden on. Check out fresh deals happening now at Menards.
Save big money.